So this portion of the Acts of the Apostles, we're getting little glimpses of the travel log of St. Paul as he was making his way through the region, professing and proclaiming the name of Jesus. And today, when he gets to Athens, the center of the Greek world, where the perfection of the human person through the study of philosophy, the study of art and sculpture, was the pursuit of the Athenian mind, was the perfection of the human person. And so when we study philosophy, a lot of it comes from the work that the Greeks were doing. And we see an amazing providence when God brings the church to Athens. So we have the fullness of divine revelation in Jesus Christ through this new church, meeting the rational pursuit of truth and goodness. And we see it coming together and actually clashing today. But where we see Paul in this beautiful discourse, you know, attempting to convince the Athenians that they were on the right path. I see that you are a religious people, and that you have a temple to the unknown God. Let me tell you about this unknown God. There's Pope Benedict XVI reflecting on this reality of the multiplicity of the gods that the pagans had. He says it's a beautiful sign that we can see the human person is made to worship God. And when we study philosophy, that's one thing that we realize, that the human person is, by our very nature, religious. Meaning, there's something inside of us that desires to be outside of us, that we're drawn outside of ourselves in an act of worship. And it's only in the person of Jesus, only in the Roman Catholic Church, where this desire is properly oriented and reaches its proper conclusion. But outside of that, there's still goodness and truth in the outward thrust in pursuit of worship. And it's that vein that St. Paul is trying to connect with the Athenians. Saying, you're good, you're right in worshiping. But he said, you're wrong in what you're worshiping. Let me get you on the right path. And today we hear they began to scoff at him. They began to laugh at him. Oh, come back some other time and we'll listen to you. They didn't really want to hear. The Areopagus was this place of gossip. Of now it would be online on the social media sites. Maybe Twitter would be what's going on. Where people just throwing out ideas and just trying to impress one another with their new ideas. And so they were putting Paul in that category. Oh, he's just one more person out here. We don't really want to believe what he's saying. But when we look at what he was saying and his desire to meet them where they were, to recognize the goodness, even in their error, to bring them to the fullness of the truth. So when we, as we respond to our call as disciples, as apostles, men and women sent out into the world to proclaim the saving truth of Jesus Christ found in the church, do we immediately just cancel people because they are a little bit off or completely off? Or do we try to find a common ground so that we can guide them, accompany them, walk with them to the fullness of the truth? Paul was not successful in this endeavor. A few people began to follow him, but most of them didn't. And he went on to the next place. But he shows us this beautiful tool of openness to what's good in the other person, so that through that commonality, we can let the light of Christ shine. And Christ can convert. The Holy Spirit can move hearts and bring us all to the one true faith. Amen.